Russian attacks on Ukraine has increased the prices of global grain and oilseeds. The Russian-Ukrainian war didn't come as a surprise to many due to the rising tension between the two countries. The tension escalated and turned into war in February 2022. Many people have died, many businesses were destroyed, and lives never remain the same. The war has disrupted the global market, especially commodity trading in Russia and Ukraine. Commodities traders and investors are complaining that grains and oilseeds are getting scarce. Effects of the Russian-Ukrainian war. The Ukrainian crisis has caused significant inflation globally. The economy of most nations is not stabilized due to a lack of food and inflation. According to Roman Davidovich, a grain and oilseeds trader, the war has made it impossible to farm in Ukraine. Industries, companies, plants, and many more have been destroyed in the country. This has crippled the economy of Ukraine. In addition, sanctions have been imposed on Russia, which makes it impossible for Russia to import or export goods. Russian farmers cannot import fertilizers for their crops, nor sell their farm produce. Roman Zenon Davidovich also says that the war and the sanctions have affected trading in Ukraine and Russia. It has also led to the scarcity of grains and oil seeds, and the high price of commodities. Low-income countries that import food from Russia and Ukraine have been affected by this war. Some of these countries cannot afford the new price of commodities in the market. This has resulted in a lack of food and an increase in the number of malnourished people in these countries. A month after the war started, prices of food increased again. Low-income countries that rely on the supply of food from Ukraine and Russia are experiencing food shortages. The declining economy declined further, which prompted economic experts to find solutions to these problems. Some of the experts suggested that nations need to adjust to the recent developments and find alternate means. Others have warned the world to prepare for continuous hunger and economic meltdowns if this continues. They justified this by saying that Ukraine and Russia export about 80% of the world's commodities. So, if these major exporters are no longer exporting their products, the world will suffer. Furthermore, Russia is not making things easy by preventing trading around the Black Sea regions. These regions are used as supply channels by traders. Prices of grains, oil seeds, and commodities. Since the war started, the price of wheat has tripled the original price and will still increase further if something is not done. Corn and soybean prices have also increased. This is causing fear among people, and some have started to panic buying. Raw materials used for producing fertilizers have become scarce and costly too. Russia used to export these raw materials before they were sanctioned by the world because of the world. However, they have been stopped from exporting the materials. Due to this, fertilizer producers lack the raw materials for producing fertilizers. Therefore, many farmers are unable to buy fertilizers for their farmlands. The good news is that governments are ready to inject money into agriculture to help farmers. This will reduce inflation and the prices of commodities. Similarly, it will reduce food insecurity and improve the economy of the nation. Prices of grains, oil seeds, and commodities in some countries. America, Russia, and Ukraine are the largest producers of wheat, sunflower oils, and corn. They are followed by America. However, America relies on Russia because Russia is the biggest seller of raw materials used to make fertilizers. But America is among those who sanctioned Russia, hence Russia has stopped selling goods to them. Therefore, the cost of these raw materials for making fertilizers is high. This is the reason why America is in dire need of fertilizers to make their